The opening of the Mike O'Meara Show is brought to you by Sherry's Berries.
Mm.
Fresh dipped strawberries in an impressive gift. No, I have to start again.
Do the different voice.
Okay. Hey, lady.
That's good.
The opening of the Mike O'Meara. The opening.
I don't think the client's getting full value. Maybe another voice.
Hello.
James Mason.
This is James Mason. The opening of the Mike O'Meara Show is brought to you by Sherry's Berries. Fresh dripped strawberries. An impressive gift for anyone on your list.
God, I wish this was 50 years ago. People would love it.
Okay, we have to do another one.
No.
That tells me you got to go off of that because it's too old.
It is pretty old. It was pretty old.
Who else? All right, name them and claim them.
Let's go with Arnold.
The opening of the Mike O'Meara Show is brought to you by Sherry's Berries. Fresh dipped strawberries, an impressive gift for anyone on your list, okay? They're the perfect thing for the holidays and the parties and the enormous juicy berries.
Is there a way to double them?
Huh?
Is there a way to double them?
Double them?
Yes, I'd like to double my berries.
You cost $19.99 for them.
Right.
Then that's 40% off.
Right.
Then you double your berries for just $10 more.
So just a little more.
What's great? More. It's more berries for the bucks.
So that's actually great.
Don't you notice how the Arnold gets better as they get into it?
You get excited.
It's like putting an engine on a prop plane.
Is there a deadline to when I can double my berries?
The offer expires Friday at midnight.
Right.
Go to berries.com. Click the microphone and enter the code TMOS.
Hey, buy them for the housekeeper.
Yeah, the Hispanic housekeeper.
The one that you banged.
BERRIES.com. And use the code TMOS. Holiday time is fun time and delicious time. With Buzz Burbank's quick and easy savory Christmas wreath bites. Dazzle your hateful neighbors by filling an old shoebox with a quart of leftover espresso. As the cardboard softens.
What?
As the cardboard softens, bring 2 cups of a cheap French hooker's perfume to a simmer while stirring in pine needles, Brock's Starlight Mints.
Not
say it.
Gentleman's relish.
Oh!
And a lock of hair from your arch nemesis. While it steeps, fill your non-functioning crock pot with sliced Fuji apples, Breakstone sour cream, a pint of crushed Utz potato chips, and the sand from an evil wizard's hourglass. Not. Combine all ingredients in an inverted umbrella and stir to combine with a pitchfork. Top with Kraft baby marshmallows and put under the broiler until your neighbor successfully escapes from his straitjacket. And serve on a Pepperidge Farm whole wheat cinnamon raisin pumpkin 42 grain pumpernickel rye toast with a warm glass of buttery oyster discharge. No. It's a beautiful way to give the season's best another holiday favorite from Kraft.
You edited that on the fly.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I think we could have said that word.
The opening today, I know, the J word?
Yeah, I think it's a great word.
No, it's not. It's really one of the biggies. You've got to get your compass straight before we get back on. We got to be careful with that.
I think you're right.
It's all about the license. That's the only directive, you know.
I know.
WTNT. You know, when Mark and I were in the meeting where the guy literally said that, Kelly, who you're meeting with today.
Yes, having coffee with him today.
Ask Kelly, him about the J word. How does that work with him?
He said the only thing.
Might not come up in conversation.
Do you realize that's it?
Yeah.
We can bring in clowns, chimpanzees.
Yes.
We can bring in the Arab Spring Music Hour.
They have. They do.
Weekend.
The only thing we can't
right
do.
Right after Casey's countdown.
Yeah. Is jeopardize the license.
Don't mess up the license.
That's it.
Mike.
We have mail and we have gifts.
Good.
Dear Mike, Rob, Buzz, Oscar, Mark, and RJ, if he's there, he's not. I hope you guys enjoy these. There are no Kraft baby marshmallows in them, but there's plenty of chocolate and oatmeal to help you get into the holiday spirit. Alethea, our friend, sent us cookies. Here's to wishing you all a very happy holiday and a new year. Congratulations on 3 years at the podcast and on the happy news of the baby. Thank you, Alethea. I continue to listen every day, buy every bonus hour, and shop through the Amazon page when I need something. You guys are very important to me, and I love you guys.
Oh,
now,
thank you.
Am I supposed to open this?
Yes. And also, there is the package for
Mrs. O'Mara as well.
Yeah, but I'm not supposed to
open that. No, that's for her. That's for us.
It says, to TMOS from New Mexico Santa, you have been good. B-E-A-N. I like that.
It's a joke for Oscars people.
I get that.
That's funny. Sure.
That tickles my funny
bone. So this is for the whole show.
Apparently so.
Let's see what this is. I'm dying of curiosity. And then speaking of beans and south of the border,
yes.
I have a Chihuahua. Just an observation.
Yeah, I was worried about
mind blowing.
I was worried about him when I got here today, okay. But luckily they're both in the same bed now.
365 more facts that will scare the S out of you.
Oh no!
The 2013 daily calendar. Now, what we should do is skip ahead to just to look at what some of them might be.
Read, but, you know, we're not going to be here on January 1st, so read the fact for January 1st.
Well, I would, Rob, if that was humanly possible. But I really, Mark, you can read that because, you know, just read one of the facts.
Can we have Oscar read it?
I'd love to read. I've been practicing.
Ah, very good. That's our calendar. And we'll read, if it's good enough, we'll read a scary fact every day.
Good.
Why don't you go to...
What day would you like?
Let's go to the day that this show is going to be back on the radio, Monday, January 14th.
Oh, excellent.
2013.
That's a great
day. See what the scary fact is for that day.
All right. And we have arrived to January 14th.
Okay.
In fact, floods are one of the most severe weather events and lend... Oh, damn.
There he goes.
Floods are one of the most severe weather events and a leading cause of weather-related deaths.
Mm-hmm.
Just 6 inches of fast-moving water is enough to knock an adult off his feet.
Right.
Unless that adult is Christy Alley or one of those contestants on The Biggest Loser. They require a little more.
Okay, very good. So that's
so
it.
Watch out for moving water.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Now, fun fact today. Strange moment happens in, you guys get here, I'd say sometimes Mark gets here between 10 and 10:15.
Yeah,
get
that's
here,
about right.
About quarter after 8 for me.
But usually nobody's here and it's me and the hounds, and they are in a state of blissful slumber and they just don't stir until people come to the door. So it's probably a little after 10 o'clock. Nobody's in the house and nobody's here yet and nobody's on the way yet. And I see Frankie bolt up out of his little doggy bed. And then he goes into the center of the room, and his ears are at full attention. And he looks right, he looks left, and then he looks up at the wall, and he waits. And do you know what he heard?
What?
On the wall that we have next to the refrigerator,
okay,
we have taped up about 6 or 7 early Christmas cards
right.
that we've gotten, including from the President of the United States.
Thank hey, you.
Rob,
nice.
I need a little more gain or
you
something like that. And he's looking up, and he looks up at the wall, and what he heard, this blew me away, mm-hmm. his level of hearing. I guess that's why Chihuahuas have those little heads and giant ears. He heard the tape dislodging from the wall.
Oh, wow.
And in about 30 seconds with him staring at it, the Christmas card just fell off the wall.
So he's
how
got,
weird is that?
Well, you know what?
Isn't maybe, that a fun fact?
I think maybe it's not he heard the tape. Maybe he heard the ghost that was removing the tape.
Oh, yes. He might be sensitive
because
to that.
Because you have a haunted house
no,
here.
All you heard was, and then it fell. But when it fell, he was staring at it while it was, and that's how sensitive his hair. Maybe that's why he goes badass when anybody shows up.
Yeah, he probably knows when someone's foot hits a step in the back porch before
exactly.
anybody else
yeah,
does,
he does,
right?
He's got the sensitive
yeah,
hearing.
Yeah, he's got that.
He's got the sensitive
whose card fell?
I'm not sure, but, you know, Frankie had disturbed my morning, so it was into the microwave.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Susie!
Susie!
Susie, where are you?
Susie,
I'm upstairs!
Calm right down. You know you shouldn't run around in other people's houses. You know better than that.
But this is my house, Mommy. The one I asked Mr. Kringle for. It is. I know it is. My room upstairs is just like I knew it would be. Oh, you were right, Mommy. Mommy told me if things don't turn out just the way you want them to the first time, you still got to believe. And I kept believing, and you were right, Mommy. Mr. Kringle is Santa Claus.
Where are you going?
To see if there's a swing. There is one! There is one!
You told her that?
I never really doubted you. It was just my silly common sense.
It even makes sense to believe in me now. I must be a pretty good lawyer. I'd take a little old man and legally prove to the world that he's Santa Claus. Now, you know that...
Oh, no, it can't be. It must have been left here by the people that moved out.
Maybe. Maybe I didn't do such a wonderful thing after all.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Welcome, 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 everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are live from the Cappy Fiber Studios. It's America's most beloved podcast. We are downloaded more than 16 million times, and we are heard in 150 countries worldwide. Our show today is brought to you by The Man Great.
Love it.
This is, I've mentioned this for holidays before, and I will mention it again. Here's the cool thing about handing somebody a wrapped Man Great to your special griller for his Christmas or her Christmas. You hand this thing and it's got the heft.
Yes.
When you get a Man Great, you're going to go, wow. Everybody's going to stop when they see that gift and they pick it up and they feel the weight of that 100% cast iron. They're going to go out of their minds because the Man Great is that cool a gift.
It goes back to when you're a kid and you always wanted to have the biggest, heaviest, grandest present. And now, you know, now it doesn't matter so much anymore.
Right.
But Mike, size matters.
Size does matter.
And the weight of the Man Great makes it substantial.
The Man Great is 100% made in America. America cast iron, so you get real steakhouse grill marks and you seal in the uses, or juices, as it's said in some parts of the world, for that great steakhouse hit. I think what I need is probably a little more
headphone
level.
You got it. We can
for
do that
great steakhouse flavor. The Man Great is $19.99 when you order through the banner ad at MikeOMaraShow.com. But wait!
Funny you should bring this up, Mike. It comes with the most fantastic grill brush, and it really is not just great for cleaning your grill, which it is. It's the best for that.
Sure it is.
It has the Mike O'Mara Show logo on it, and today, the role of Buzz Burbank will be played by a Man Great grill brush.
Very good.
Because he is not here.
Yeah, because he felt his dentist appointment was more important than the show.
Well, also,
I have to lay it out there. I have to tell the truth.
And not only that,
Buzz is not here because he didn't reschedule a dentist appointment.
Yeah.
That is simply, I have to lay out a fact. If people wonder why Buzz and I, over the years, have occasionally butted heads.
Yes.
I simply lay a fact out there. I am trying to be as decent about this as I can.
Maybe if you hadn't butted heads so often, that crown wouldn't have come loose.
So, listen. I have an OBGYN sonogram coming up before we leave.
And don't you hate the stirrups?
And the thing is, though, I will not be here on one day for that because Carla could not
unacceptable.
Reschedule that. Thank you very much.
By the way,
I'll be here for one show, and then we will not be doing a bonus show.
Yeah.
That day.
Okay.
That's the 20th.
So I think this has, and you've...
So Mark, plan accordingly.
I'm already working on it.
We're not doing a bonus show.
You've worked with Buzz, and you all have.
Well, if we're doing it, we're doing it Wednesday.
For longer than I have, right?
Then again, so that means technically I'm not taking a day off. All right, yes, go ahead, what?
You're not. So you've worked with Buzz longer than I have.
Yes.
So when you mentioned the dentist, I thought this was just something that... it's the end of the year.
We've all worked with Buzz one day less than we thought we had.
Yes.
It's hard to get in.
Right.
It's hard to actually get the appointment.
Yes.
And Buzz, as you know, isn't confrontational.
Right.
And for example, yesterday when I called my dentist, I said, I got to get something done by the end of the year, just cleaning.
Right.
And they said, we've got nothing for you. And I said, well, you're going to have to find something for me.
Right.
Because I've been going there for 20 years.
Right.
And you can find something in the morning.
There it
is. So I pushed their hand to get me something before the show. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I don't think Buzz has that. It's not in his nature to say, you're messing with my schedule.
But he's got no problem rolling over to me and telling me yesterday,
furthermore,
5 minutes before the show, pissing me off for the whole 24 hours.
Buzz claims that he made the appointment for 2:30.
Now, I don't buy that.
Neither do I.
Right.
Because if he had made it for 2:30, he would still be able to get the appointment at 2:30.
Yes, exactly.
And besides, isn't that the best time to go to the dentist?
2:30.
That don't was you all go to the same dentist?
Huh? Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and there's this
sex camp
thing.
Dentist.
No, and there's this thing about the dentist that everybody has, where we have a dentist that charges like the max.
Oh, wow.
To be honest with you, and it's just like he's been deified by Buzz and deified by Rob, and I like the guy, and it's fun. It's nice. It's a good dentist. I think he's really good.
Very good dentist.
He's a dentist.
Yeah.
He also
there are 5,000 of them.
He makes enough money that he doesn't do Fridays.
Now, Rob's aware of this, and this is where Rob started to go south on him. He literally takes Fridays off.
The whole office does.
The whole office.
And you know why?
Fridays off.
Because they don't need to work that day.
And that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's
correct?
Right.
So that's a
three-day weekend.
That's a three-day weekend every single week.
And they don't work extra hours during the week to make up for that loss.
As a matter of fact, they also have the...
Do they get benefits with that lofty schedule?
Mike, they also have the lunch break.
Oh, do they really?
They take the lunch
break.
They
do that lunch mm-hmm. break where the whole office shuts down?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah.
But I love my dentist. I love Dr.
He's
Dana.
He's great. He's very good.
I really do love Dr. Dana. He's impossible. He's impossible not to like because he's fast.
Yes.
And he's really good.
And you know what?
I got stuff that's supposed to be like already broken that he fixed that is not broken.
He's saved my gums. You know what he's done for me 3 times?
What's that?
He's taken skin off the roof of my mouth and grafted it because of my gum recession. I don't have this anymore because I floss
everything.
Rob,
do you have your iPhone?
I do.
Handy. Would you put it on speaker, please?
Yes.
Let's just make sure he really is there.
I was wondering. I said, what if he's going to a different doctor?
Yeah.
No, I don't think he is.
That would be really awkward.
Right. The doctor. let's just make sure because he told me.
Because we care about him. We want to
see how he's doing if he's survived this procedure. And just make sure you tell them that they're going to be on the air.
Sure.
Especially if it's Tammy, right?
Yeah, I think it is.
Tammy's at the front desk. Let's see what happens. Just see if he's there.
This is going to be.
Calling Dr. Erickson's office. Natasha, how can I help you?
Hi, Natasha. It's Rob with the Mike O'Mara Show, and you're on our radio show. Is that cool?
Okay.
Very good. We want to know, is Mr. Elston there?
He's not here yet. He's actually going to be here at 2.
Really?
Yeah, he has an appointment at 2.
Okay.
All right, we're trying to track him down.
Thank you very much.
We'll find him. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
All right, bye.
Oh, no!
The plot thickens!
Huh. Wow.
That's
this
something,
is
isn't
really
it?
Awkward.
How's about that?
This is really, really not good for Buzz.
No. How's about that?
Wow. Hey, note to selves, everybody in this room.
Yes.
Don't ever make up a doctor's appointment.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, a note to the thing. If I ever say I have an appointment, you're never calling me like that.
Of course
okay.
not.
Yes.
No. Well, you were just doing that as a bit because you believe Buzz.
Yeah, well, I was
you were
just
trying
doing
to be malicious.
I was just doing some shtick.
A bit.
I was just doing some shtick.
And just 2 minutes later, we were put through to the private nurse of the Duchess of York.
Wow.
Where could he be?
I don't know.
Yeah. Do you think that woman's now going to commit suicide?
Wow.
Oh, we're not going to yell
at
her. So what do we do? What's the play?
Gee, I am completely stunned.
I have an idea.
What's your idea?
I have, well, you know, we've gone this far. It can't get any worse. So why don't we call Buzz see if he answers right now because there's probably a mutant that's texting him as we speak.
Oh yeah,
there's letting the cat out of the bag.
Yeah, he's got his
yes,
people.
Yeah,
he's got his peeps.
So we call Buzz right now,
let's
and then we'll let
himself?
Him fess up.
Right,
and then you know it won't be a big deal. He just tells us the truth that he hates us. He hates coming to work on Tuesdays, and he wanted to take the day off.
Okay, ringing to Buzz.
Okay, very good.
Make sure we tell him he's on the air.
That's right.
I don't think you hate us, Buzz. I think you just wanted the day off.
He'll hate us after today.
It is the holidays.
Ho, ho, ho.
Here we go. Get ready for your get ready for your first edit. Tough.
No.
Hello, it's me. Please leave a message.
Oh. Huh.
You can tell him, Rob.
Okay. Hi, Buzz. It's Rob with the Mike O'Mara Show. We just spoke to Natasha at Dr. Erickson's office and found your appointment to be at 2 today. And you
2?
Were not, 2. You weren't at the office, so we wondered if we should hold the show because you can still come in and do news. Please advise. Much love and happy holidays from all your friends at Kraft.
Yeah. We'll be expecting emails later.
Bye-bye.
Thank
wow,
you very much.
This is awkward.
Well, you know, I didn't. I,
well, that's
I
the beauty. That's
be
the beauty of this show.
Wonder how his
yes.
day is going now.
I mean, really, if it was malicious, we would have gotten together and said, "Hey, we should just check and
right.
stuff like that." No, we were just calling because we were talking about our dentist.
Right.
That's what it was. You know, and
we just wanted to check in.
Yes.
See how the molars were doing.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
The crown.
And then this happened.
He's never been a very good liar, though.
No.
Anyway.
And you know what? Let's hear it for the dentist office that is giving out his schedule to anyone who calls.
No, stop.
No, we stop.
Now that immediately you're throwing them under the
no,
bus.
No, I think it's
plus,
great.
You're going to get somebody in trouble
no,
by saying
no,
that.
No, not at all.
You
that's
use the
like,
show
that's
name.
That's like the DJ print. Yes.
You use the show name. They know the show. So
you're
they
right.
Clearly
you're
thought
absolutely
was called.
Right. I would draw
yeah, they
their
had
part.
Nothing to do with it. They had nothing to do with it. They were fine with it.
Fine.
I mean, they were, because they didn't know. There was no complicity there.
No, you're right.
About that type of thing.
I think I know why Buzz probably did what he did, whatever it was. And we don't know if there was anything.
You know, Pollyanna, I don't want to hear that.
No, the reason he did it is that Christmas is getting very close. There's only 14 days left to get it done.
Yeah. 14 days of Christmas shopping, 14 days to fill the stocking. 14 days of Christmas shopping, only got 14 more.
Here he comes. Hi there. Only 14 days left for Christmas shopping. Time's a fleeting.
That's really a
That's
suck
terrific.
One. That was a really suck effort.
Time's a fleeting.
Time's a fleeting. Okay, on the program today, 60 minutes. Anybody get a chance to take a peek?
I pulled tape for you.
Oh, you did? Oh, great. No. So I don't even have to worry about that.
No, I got it.
Oh, good job, Rob. I don't have to worry about that. We're going to cover the... that. Now, listen, I haven't heard... somebody said there was some kind of buzz about it, maybe a little buzz about the Scott Pelley, Hugh Jackman interview that was on 60 Minutes, and... It just seemed like, I can just come out and say this, not that there's anything wrong with this at all, but it just occurred to me that Scott Pelley may be in love with Hugh Jackman.
I've seen it, and also...
It was the most homoerotic 60 Minutes interview I've ever seen.
It came to a crest. I pulled two tapes.
Okay, we'll get to it in a second.
Pelley in better shape than you thought he was?
This is, what's that?
Was Scott Pelley in better shape than you thought he was?
But it's disturbing.
Very much so.
You don't
want to see Cronkite look like that.
You don't, Rob. You don't want to see your anchorman look like that on any.
It's unnatural.
It is unnatural. Put a tie on.
Like, really? Yeah. And now everything falls into place with my theory on this guy. Forever. I mean, really, it was, and God knows I'd certainly love to be in better shape. Lord knows I would. I don't have the genetic composition nor the wherewithal to make it happen. No. But I will tell you, thanks, Mark, showing me my camera shot.
Not intentional.
Or the silvery hair.
We'll get to that 60 Minutes because it just was a little odd.
Yeah.
And there was one part of it that was a little bit. Did you get a chance to see it at all, Oscar?
I saw the clips.
Okay.
Do you think Harry Reasoner would have done that interview?
Hey, Andy Rooney wouldn't have it. Also, Cialis ads, another. You know, it just seems sometimes my brain gets working in a weird little level, and I start picking up on things that as soon as I mention them, people will be hip to them.
Right.
This is Cialis ads on TV that have changed recently.
Really?
They have the new ads that have come out, and you're going to have to check that out.
Would you say they've changed for the better?
It made me laugh, and when I pointed it out to Carla, she started laughing too,
because
it's really true what they've done. Jimmy's Chicken Dance, I didn't cover that yesterday.
Right, we need that.
We'll get to that a little bit. Later in the show, when normally we would have Buzz on, Buzz's permanent replacement, Lowell Melser, will be coming in to discuss the 2012 Cougar Hunt.
Right.
And
right.
His live appearance up in Baltimore over the weekend. Oscar on the wagon, if we get a chance, we're going to just touch base and see how he's doing, because I know he's been to a lot of social events and a lot of parties.
It's a bad season to say no to anything, particularly alcohol. It's tough.
Yes,
it's very tough.
Very, very. Winter in D.C., I don't know about you guys, but I'm really starting to get bummed out by these 60-degree days.
I hate it.
Oh, I love it.
Especially the 50-degree days where you can't do anything.
Well,
49 to 50 is the absolute worst.
Was it yesterday that it was actually humid?
Yeah.
I said, it's December. I can't be doing this stuff in humidity.
Let's start with that. We're having tornadoes in Florida.
Yeah, that's no better.
It doesn't. It's gross to me. It's not normal.
I don't want.
And it's the planet burning up.
Yeah, I don't necessarily require snow, but I think it should be cold enough that we can't sustain humidity.
Right.
That's the problem. I don't want it to be damp when I go outside.
Right. Absolutely.
A little nip in the air, if you'll pardon the expression.
I enjoy the warm weather simply because it's not. I don't,
and your people.
Yeah, I don't.
But Oscar, it's not warm, man. Warm is 70, 75.
No,
warm is get on your motorcycle, go out, play golf, go play tennis, go do stuff outside.
Yeah, I guess I'll take what I can get, because for me, for example, yesterday, I took off my jacket. I had a winter jacket on. I said, it's super hot. I don't even know what the hell's going on here. But then I sat there.
I went outside and wore a t-shirt.
I said, what
is... But Oscar literally took his jacket off.
What is the antithesis? It's to bundle up, be freezing, and drudge through snow.
Love it.
You know,
that's what you do this time of year.
But at this time of year, I would like just a little bit. Maybe it's because, you know, unlike you gentlemen, I extricate myself from it. But you know what? Really, I got to open the doors to have you all come down too. If you
want.
To
Florida?
Oh, to Florida?
Yes.
Oh, and you know what? You have that layer to you too. You don't want to feel that your trip to Florida is useless.
Oh, that's right.
You don't want to leave 60 degrees. You want to You want to leave sub-zero temperatures.
I like that, and you know, and so that's just
so you can go down to your bronzing deck.
Well, here's the deal. I am going down. I am coming back on the 14th when we start.
Right. We're well, I hope the day before.
Well, the day before I come back, and then we're going to have the debut week on WTNT when we get everything worked out, and then no, we can't do it. All right, it was just a thought.
What's that?
I don't know. I want you guys have been up to Maine. I'd like to have everybody.
Oh, I see.
I think it would be even more fun if we got the if we did a road trip and had everybody come down there. We have.
May I offer this? And maybe
if it's,
not
if
for,
it's the five of us, we could all stay there.
Maybe for not
well,
for,
Buzz has a dentist appointment.
Hey, wait, the four of us.
Maybe
it's
not
the four of us.
Maybe not for calendar year 13, but maybe for calendar year 14. Looking ahead, what might be great is a spring break road trip where we head south.
And I could probably,
the destination
I could probably accommodate that.
Okay.
I could probably accommodate
like
that.
Will we be able to?
And probably in 14, it might be a better idea.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
I would think so.
That's a horrible thing to say.
Yeah.
I'm a supportive father.
But you got to take a vacation once in a while.
Probably. Yes.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, well, I'm sure I'll be fine.
I think it'll be great.
Okay, so we will get back to the other stuff that I wanted to talk about. I have a serious thought about the NHL, which I want to share with everybody. Because
not looking good.
This is a nice little angle for it, and I really thought about this, and this is the empathetic mic, which I think you'll enjoy. Read a survey online today. I have no idea what the website was, but it was lowest job satisfaction, and the only reason I wrote it down, I didn't put it, you know what was on the list?
What?
Of like the top 10 lowest?
Business manager.
Program director.
Oh no! Really?
Yeah!
Oh, wow!
You know what? Good. Directors. That makes me happy.
It didn't say radio program directors, but I didn't care.
No.
I just took program directors.
I've never been satisfied with one.
And we will start today's show with a new program that I am enjoying. I do not think I've mentioned this on the show yet. I don't think I've gone here just yet. Before we get to 60 minutes, but I am totally, thoroughly entertained by a reality show now that that I am watching, and it it means that I have replaced my man parts with my female parts.
What is it?
Oh, what is this?
The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, you know what? I'm with you. I just read the recap yesterday. I haven't seen the latest episode.
It's, you know what?
It's the best one out of all of them.
It's the best one that's ever been.
Yes. Wow. It's the best turd ever.
It is the best turd of all the turds. And you know, I like the DC one that got canceled. But I tell you,
sucked.
I can't stand the other ones. And then this one, we have found phenomenal wealth, which you don't get to see every day, combined with phenomenal white trash.
Sure.
With phenomenal bitchiness. These are some of the most evil people in the world. They are people that do not have any kind of moral compass. They do not have any filters. And it is absolutely thoroughly entertaining. And I urge everybody, this is the best incarnation.
Right. Is this your first season with
Yeah.
Oh my!
Gone back. I think I did one of those marathons.
You got to go back.
I think I got into it during one of those marathons. But you have the one that's in rehab, and there, and some of them are. They're all over plastic surgeryized, so they really all look like Muppets. But there are a couple in there, especially longer in the tooth, that have decent bods.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get the impression
that
they were
body?
Do you get the impression they were really something 30 years ago?
Oh, there are a couple of them that were absolutely, I mean, supermodels.
Right.
They really were. And so you've got them, but they all have that kind of clown. You know, there's more collagen in their lips that's just like,
yeah, they've been Bruce Jenner'd.
Well, right. Think about the past seasons.
And so you didn't see the most recent one?
No, I read about it because I'll read about it.
With the meltdown?
Yeah, at Mauricio's real estate company.
There it is.
Now, with all the
same page.
With all the plastic surgery, they didn't literally melt, did they?
No.
No, it was just a figurative meltdown.
But
looked like House of Wax.
But they have a good, and there were the thing that made it great, they have a cat fight. And the thing that makes the cat fight really work is that the cat fight happened at a legitimate business activity that this guy, now who knows, I'm buying it all, I'm all in, and it's probably staged, and everybody that was at that business thing was probably, you know, paid to be an extra, and they didn't care, they weren't real clients, it was probably all fake, who knows. I was thoroughly entertained by it.
There's a couple of things at play with this, and there's people that loved Miami, all these Real Housewives, which started in Orange County,
right?
It's evolved, and some of them
are
horrible,
always color with him,
and some of them and some of them haven't, but this is the best one, simply because you've got suicide, because you had one of the wives' husbands commit suicide.
Yeah, and she's still on the show.
Yeah. And
that shows you her level of sensitivity.
And then you have...
show must go on.
You have Kelsey Grammer's ex-wife, Camille Grammer.
And last night, Camille.
How's her colon?
Camille shows up with her. You know, all the men they have are all Mediterranean men. They're all, you know, they obviously have 17
just
inch,
like Oscar.
They obviously have 17 inch penises. And Camille, irritable bowel syndrome grammar, shows up last night and she said, what's the difference between him and Kelsey? Oh, about 8 inches.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, on television.
Well,
and I just, and all I said, I put my head back and I went, she's a lady. Whoa.
Do you
what
remember,
a classy
in the
lady.
First season, she's publicly dumped on that show by Kelsey Grammer.
Right.
And you see the progression where her friends are like, where's Kelsey? Oh, he's doing a play in New York. And throughout the whole season, they're living apart. And she's like, when are you coming home? Meanwhile, he's like, never. Uh-huh. She's just not saying it on the phone.
So this is the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
And a lot of them are.
And what network? You know what network shows this?
Bravo.
Bravo, of course. And celebrating arts and entertainment.
And a lot of them are. Thanks for throwing that in there. And a lot of them are dumpies. They've been dumped.
Yeah.
And moved on to other things. The only one that I like is the British woman, and now the British who owns the restaurant with her elderly husband, and now the British lady is getting a spinoff.
That's
going to send around all the a-holes at her restaurant. And here I am going, listen, the fact is this. This is television as we know it. This is what is being foisted
upon
this is what's being foisted upon the American public as are our TV consumables. And I'm all over the place looking at crappy movies, nothing available. And I'm like, I'm thoroughly entertained by this. And so is Carla. I was able to share it with my wife. We enjoyed it.
But you mustn't consume it.
This is the one. As Oscar said, this is the one.
This is the best
this
one.
This is the one.
You're going to watch the British restaurant show.
I'll watch the British restaurant show.
You see, you're consuming it. You're part of the problem.
See, I say that I'll watch a lot of reality TV, and I really don't. Like, I'm really not all that interested in Buck Wild after the hype machine was
right.
over.
Well, that's been so pre-designed.
I saw some clips that were like, yeah, okay, whatever. You know, I do like the one where they're getting to the fight on the steps.
But there is so much, the reality TV, they churn it out, and there's so much of it, but there is so much repetition. I was real hot on, what is it, the one where they go and steal people's things? The two guys.
American Pickers.
I was all over that for 14 episodes, and then I realized, everyone's the same. Same thing with Pawn Stars.
Yeah, they get
the
a burn.
Repetition. There's such a burn factor.
But here's the thing: the Bravo series is very well photographed. They do a good job.
An attractive cast,
and they've got an attractive cast. And these women are such whores that they they bring the cameras everywhere. And last night, it is a full. F you, you're a piece of S.
Oh,
like
wow.
Right there. You never got that on any of these other shows.
Wow.
It was fantastic to watch. So there's my endorsement. I'm all in. It really is fun to watch. And the other thing is, you know, for me, I like a lot of Americans, it's kind of like Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous to see how the other half lives.
Yeah. True.
When they come out, I burst into tears last night when he gives his 16-year-old daughter a brand new Mercedes Benz. And that's when I kind of went, knowing what I'll never have.
No, Oscar.
Or Mark, will I someday? You're
of course
a younger
you
man.
Will
I someday again?
I laugh because it's just such a silly thing to think.
It'll just have to be, yeah.
Mark, make that happen for me someday, please.
Catherine Thanks. Elizabeth sure. better.
Oscar,
no they'll
make
not
that happen.
Work on it.
Tell Chris to make that happen. I want everybody to make it happen.
Now, Oscar, you say that you've been on this bandwagon the longest of anyone in the room.
Obviously, incarnation.
Is there a burn factor to it?
The one thing about Beverly Hills is that you're right. There's this voyeuristic factor that you don't have in the other house because they are really. It's not just you have a nice car. They've got a Bentley and a Rolls Royce.
They're super rich.
And then on top of it, you try to see what their business is, and you can't really ever figure it out. You're where is this money coming from?
Like the one guy, in fact, last night was the first time I said, it's real estate.
Okay.
And it's like amazing real estate. Wow. He's selling condos. He's selling condos for $2.5 million that are like less than 2,000 square feet. No wonder he's rich.
There's also a connection because a couple of the housewives are Paris Hilton's aunts. So they're relatives of the Hilton family.
Oh, wow. The two sisters?
Yes, the two sisters.
The two plastic surgery sisters? The one that's the Alki?
Yes.
Oh, it's great. It's fun theater.
I don't want to be a part of the problem.
She was a little girl. Girl in Race to the Witch Mountain or whatever that
Escape to Witch
Escape
Mountain.
To Witch Mountain.
Okay, all right.
She was a little girl. She was an actress.
Okay, so and they all have like connections. They've been married to famous people and stuff like that.
What about
last
would
night?
You,
fantastic.
Would you watch The Real Housewives of Manassas?
You know, that would be interesting.
I might do that.
It might be a good program.
We could do a reality
show. Closed captioning
in
Spanish.
We've got drama right now. We've got drama based on the fact that Buzz is AWOL today.
That's true.
You know, we really do. Let's take a break. When we come back, though, it's 60 Minutes and something I picked up on a TV commercial. When we come back. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. It's Wait Not. We talk about it all the time. Rob Spiewak, you're wearing your go-to-school outfit today.
Yeah.
Your very lovely outfit. A little different now that you've been on Wait Not.
Yeah, I can actually buy clothes that fit me.
Look
I can
good.
Wear, thank you. I'm not wearing mom jeans anymore.
No.
Even Carrie, who hates me with every ounce of her being, said,
yes.
Rob, you look really nice today.
Wow. You know, I said so, too.
I couldn't have done this a year ago. Wait Not has me down 100 pounds.
There you go.
So there you go.
Wait Not, now until Christmas, as a special gift to our listeners. Get $100 off your Wait Not program. Wait Not, the best gift you can ever give yourself. 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486 or waitnot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. And, you know, Alethea, you don't help our Wait Not program when you bring those cookies in.
No.
Thank you very much.
She told me that they didn't have any calories in them at all.
Welcome back to the show. I want to mention that we are going to be out at Quench this coming
Friday
night. And then
14th.
On Sunday at 3:30, I'm with the Manassas Symphony reading the Three Little Cajun Pigs.
Have you told Maya yet?
No, I haven't told her
yet.
Oh,
cool. I'm going to surprise the kids. They don't know we're going yet.
Oh, you guys are all going?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm a little nervous.
You should be.
Oh,
1,000 people, Mike.
It's a big, big deal.
How
and
is the rehearsal?
And by the way, Julia
tomorrow night I rehearse.
Okay. By the way, Julia is a merciless critic. So if you screw up, you're screwed.
She'll be the first one I walk up to after, and my daughters will be out there
cool.
as well.
Cool.
So
look forward to seeing them.
Okay. Before we get to the 60 Minutes, I do want to say Cialis ads. Watching the football. I think it was the football game. I watched.
Really? Does Cialis buy time for football?
I rarely watch, the whole day.
Sure.
Because it's just so vegetative where you watch the 1 o'clock game and the 4 o'clock game, but I did this week, and I think it was a Cialis ad that comes in. This is how they've modified the Cialis ad, and it made me laugh out loud. All right. Remember the Cialis ads, the guy, or the Viagra, where the guy's throwing the football through the tire.
Sponsored
and
by Viagra.
Or they're sitting there in the bathtub, you know, and it's guys basically boners.
Everyone
you know.
Loves taking a bath with their wives in separate tubs on a hillside.
Exactly.
How do they get the hot water there?
Overlooking Napa.
Yeah.
Here's how they've changed the Cialis ads. You got to see this. The Cialis ads now, they have the same kind of guys.
Right.
The same male model 50-plus guys
right,
that they
right.
have. But the women are all, like, hotter and younger
oh.
now.
Really?
Yeah, not dramatically so, but just young enough, especially their bodies.
Wow.
They have this one woman that's just got this little like, college kid body. Mm. And I was
I
noticing.
I saw that ad.
Do you
they
know what
dancing,
I'm talking about?
They were at a
yes!
concert, yes.
And I'm looking at that, and I said, Carla, they've made the chicks hotter on the Cialis
yeah.
ad.
Yeah.
Now, if they made them just a little hotter, the guy wouldn't need Cialis at all.
Well, you know what?
That's
you're
right.
looking at this, and there's one towards the end that was a little longer in the tooth, but most of the they're two of them, and they're like every on the Cialis ads. I'm looking at them before, and I'm like going, okay, yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she looks like she might benefit from it.
Now they have your attention.
Now you look and you go, oh man, I'd chew them like they were, like M&M's.
Oh, you meant the pills?
Well, oh,
sure. I didn't know what you were chewing on.
Because here's where they're changing their merchandising. They're changing their merchandising from I just want to be able to function
right.
to.
I got
to
keep up.
I got to keep up with that hottie.
That's
I'm
right. With wife
to.
Number four.
So just they smash cut to a certain scene where the guy, clearly an older gentleman,
right.
is at a concert. And I mean, let's be fair. You're 50 years old. The last thing you want to do is go to the 9:30 club for most people. Like,
right,
that's
true.
The last thing you want to
exactly.
do.
Have them break into your minivan.
But if your 30-year-old wife wants to go, you're going to fake it and you're going to buy her
okay.
a t-shirt.
This
and
is
then
the
you're going to bone her when you get home.
This is the new website.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Let me see. Okay.
Little camera friendly.
Much younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Much younger.
Well, because they've all divorced their wives and upgraded, Mike.
That's true.
It's funny, though, because they were just hot enough where they're dancing around. It was funny to watch.
They're not in the outside bathtub, that's for sure.
So I guess they're because it's the website, they're not going to have, once you're at the website, they don't need to reel you in anymore.
Well, struck a chord with you, you clearly don't need it anymore with the high tea and the pregnancy.
That's well, right. the high tea thing was an experiment that I didn't like.
You didn't like it?
No, it didn't make any dramatic effect. I mean, my thing
you
was more libido.
Family.
My thing has always been like libido
oh, okay.
and not, I got no problem with the plumbing, at least not yet,
mm-hmm.
knock on wood. So
mm-hmm.
that was that. But, one time in 6 months, pretty good.
Yeah.
No, just kidding. So anyway.
Well, you certainly hit a bullseye.
Yeah, one of these, on one of the bonus shows, I will, I want to wait, get everything, you know, to,
squared away.
I might tell a story about how, no, I'm not.
I know what you're thinking, talking about. You told me this off the air on Friday.
Because cocktails, right?
Yes.
I said the actual style?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's true. I'll double check with Carla.
It might
be. But anyway, we're talking about very intimate, private details.
Yes.
Well, when he said style, I didn't think you were talking about the width of your lapels.
So anyway, getting on to 60 Minutes, yeah. Which I mentioned yesterday. We didn't get to it on the show yesterday, but Jesus, this made me laugh. I'm watching 60 Minutes, and I watch Hugh Jackman.
Huge.
And you know, Hugh Jackman, I know he does Broadway, and he's talented, and he's
He was
Wolverine,
the boy from Down Under, Mike.
And he works out, and
he
he's great.
He played Peter Allen.
But I'm watching it because he's not an unlikable guy at all,
well,
and
he
I'm
seems
not
nice.
Interested in this Les Miserables going to be a huge Christmas time movie, mm-hmm. and we'll see. And what I liked about the beginning of the interview is Hugh Jackman says, or at least agrees to the fact that this is either going to be a mega hit or a flat-out flop.
A massive disaster.
And I really love to hear a guy with the balls to say that, especially on what might be a career enhancing, you know, he's done. He's got all the money he ever needs.
True.
But he's still saying that, and I respected that. And so I sit and decide I'm going to watch the entire interview.
And correct me if I'm wrong, it starts out very likable.
Very
family
likeable.
Guy. He comes from not the best home environment as a kid.
And he loves his father.
Adores his father.
He's his parents.
One wife his entire life.
His parents were separated. He married an older woman who he's been committed to. He's been a Broadway star. He's been a movie star.
Right.
And he seems like a really down-to-earth guy. And Scott Pelley's going back and forth and interviewing this. And then it takes this turn where they go into...
Well, let me play the clip.
The gym.
Let me play the clip. They go to the fact that he plays Wolverine. And after,
yes.
if you
now,
get that role in a franchise movie, you're set for life.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't make another blockbuster
I am not gay!
Without him.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
When can you hear in any of these clips?
And by the way, I want to tell you, I was two-thirds of the way of the interview, and I really was sitting in my basement saying, Mike's out of his mind. There's nothing to this. What was Mike smoking?
Yeah, what's the big deal?
And then,
it definitely comes in at the end.
And I think because they...
Can you hear it in Pelley's voice?
I think so.
Okay.
Okay, here it
you
is.
You probably can't, but listen anyway, but and then we'll discuss it.
We will set the scene after you hear this transition. They're talking about the way he has to transform himself to be from, like, say, Peter Allen,
mm-hmm.
noted songwriter,
yeah,
to
sure.
Wolverine. And so let's go to now to the two-a-days.
It's a physical part for which Jackman sculpts both beard and body.
Oh,
and he invited us to his two-a-day workouts.
That didn't feel easy this morning.
Impressive.
Oh.
Impressive.
And also, the thing that troubled
Hello,
me the most...
Scott Pelley.
Scott Pelley, who it really... he
Impressive.
Makes, he makes vanilla ice cream seem too spicy.
Impressive.
Pelley's in body armor.
Play it again.
Scott
We're right.
Yeah,
the audio works.
He really is. He is in a tight, form-fitting t-shirt.
And so is Pelley.
And he's... yeah, that's what I'm saying. Pelley is.
Yeah, Pelley is.
He's in pretty good shape.
And the
shocked.
Thing that's upsetting...
Beyond pretty... Yeah. He's buff.
It's upsetting that Scott Pelley is cut. I don't like that.
You're not... That's not when you're supposed to be. Yeah, you're be in good shape. You know, it's your instrument. You do that. You know, Brian Williams, it looks like he's in very good shape. Matt Lauer, very good shape.
Yes.
You're not supposed to be cut.
No. Okay, let's
What's
go
wrong?
Back. Let's go back.
Just ask Lowell.
Because remember, Mike, you had to transform and sculpt his beard and his body.
It's a physical part for which Jackman sculpts both beard and body.
Yeah.
He invited us to his two-a-day workouts.
That didn't feel easy this morning.
Impressive.
Oh.
Impressive.
I always say when I lift something heavy, I remember that is Wolverine.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The little bit where you go, I want to drop it, and
All
then
right.
you go, no way. That little bit is Wolverine.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So
and
Scott
meanwhile,
Pelley, yeah.
Scott Pelley, suddenly you see him come into frame, and he's doing the interview with a skin-tight workout where
yes.
they've been working out together in the gym. And Pelley is, you know, all of a sudden
he's like, pumped up.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's really
You've
not
never
doing...
seen him out of a suit.
It's not the way Morley Safer would have handled it.
No.
And I think before we go to the second tape, did you stay with it long enough? You know, you can go
the whole thing,
you can go 60 minutes behind the scene and watch more footage from the interview afterwards online.
Yeah, they push
And it's sponsored. Did you see who sponsored it?
Who?
Sponsored by Viagra.
Oh, perfect.
Honestly. Wow. Okay, now Scott Pelley, who says, yes.
Yes.
Yes, impressive.
Impressive workout.
Talks about Hugh Jackman's body sculpting.
You change bodies the way other actors change costumes.
Oh, yes.
Sponsored by Viagra.
You change bodies the way other actors change costumes.
Well, this is your tool as much as your voice, as much as your emotions.
And I couldn't see where he was pointing when he said this is your
and
tool.
And this is how Pelley, when he's doing this, is looking at you. He's like,
yes. Like he knows a secret.
With like a big piece mouth of steak.
He knows a secret.
And so I've always taken that very seriously. And I love playing Wolverine. It's a great character, but I want it to be better than last time. I want it to be physically in better shape. Otherwise, there's no point doing it.
But look, you're a successful guy. You don't have anything to prove to anyone. You have this little voice in your head telling you to do more, do better.
Mm. If I didn't have that, I wouldn't be sitting here opposite you.
Sponsored by Viagra.
And then they go on and they go back to him being in love with his wife. But there was this awkward,
very awkward,
middle, almost like it was dropped into the interview sequence after the fact. And it's like, Scott, we're thinking that really what's going to make this sizzle is, can you put on the body armor and sweat a little bit with Hugh Jackman?
Don't know where you can get it, but I'm sure you can get it somewhere. If you get a chance, watch the 60 Minutes interview. And please,
I deleted it because I have children in my house.
I welcome your feedback. You have to wait a while before you get to the gym part, but just
stay with it.
You know, you
because I really
at-
did. I was 10 minutes into it saying, Mike's smoking. Because this is nothing. Yeah, nothing. And then all of a sudden it's impressive.
Impressive. So take a look at it. Look, got no, not that there's anything wrong with anything.
Sure.
What people do in the privacy of their own home is fine with them.
Okay,
and
Grease.
I have no idea. He's okay with me. And I have no idea what goes on with these guys. But the fact is, you know, we got to. It struck me as interesting.
I wonder if Scott's
slightly
wife,
amusing.
Do you think Scott's wife Shelley has problems?
Shelley Pelley.
Shelley Pelley.
Take a break. We got to take a break. We will come back with the audio vault with Rob Spiewak, and then a little later in the program, Lowell Melser will join us via Skype to talk about cougars. We'll be right back.
Sponsored by Viagra.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Oh, you got the best audio. You know, really, that was a challenge to get those right clips to demonstrate what I'm saying. And neither one, Oscar, you've seen little clips of
it.
Yeah,
just clips.
Neither one of you guys have seen the interview. And really, if you get a chance,
I'm doing it right after the show. It's like a horror movie because it is so unexpected.
Yeah,
this is Mrs. Bates killing the woman in the shower. Because right after they're talking about his loving marriage, Scott Pelley's sweating on him.
And the first time, it's the shock of seeing Scott Pelley. Yes, let me give this
It's horrifying.
Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by SodaStream, the ultimate holiday gift. Hey, thank you for letting me know that you're ordering these SodaStreams and you're enjoying them with your own family. SodaStream is the new way to enjoy great taste. Soda made fresh at home in less than 30 seconds. SodaStream turns water into fizzy, lovely soda in
that's
seconds.
Fizzy.
It's the SodaStream Source. That's the name of the machine. It's great. They got all these flavors. You'll love it. No aspartame or high fructose corn syrup and about 25 cents a can. Choose your style color at Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, Walmart, Macy's, and Kohl's, or our good friends at Amazon.com, or visit SodaStream.com as well. SodaStream is smart, simple soda. And what I wanted to say before we open the audio vault.
You know, Scott Pelley bought his at Bed Bath and Way Beyond.
That's what it is. I just realized. It's the combination of seeing Pelley over Hugh Jackman's shoulder, and suddenly you see Pelley that's just like going.
Yeah.
He looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Impressive.
Which was shocking, too. So it was funny. Thank you.
It is December 11th. Now, that means on the Mayan calendar, Mike, days are numbered. Would you like to check the Maya calendar?
Yes, let's check it out and let's see what's happening. Ladies and gentlemen, lots of people are saying the world will end on December 21st.
That's right.
And now the countdown. Here is our Mayan calendar.
10 days till the end of the world.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
You see, we happen
In
to
have...
In
case you missed that, Mike.
Yes.
10 days till the end of the world.
We happen to have a daughter of Mark Ronick that happens to be named Maya.
That's right.
So that is
and
our,
she sweats all the details.
Share it one more time, our Mayan
10
calendar.
10 days until the end of the world.
Oh, she did the
different, a few cuts.
Little different. Oh, that's good.
And
I
if
like
you'd like
that.
To hear them all at the same time.
10 days until the end of the world.
That's awesome.
All right, that's our Mayan calendar.
It's sponsored by Viagra.
One of the five tried to take my joy away today, but it didn't work.
No, we bring you great joy. And Mike, I very seldom say this. I came into Mark, I said, I'm so excited to play this for you in the audio.
Very good.
Thanks to Craig Horlman, who is in Delaware. He lives in Dover, and he's the funniest man on Facebook.
Very funny guy.
He sent me tapes of actual Kraft holiday recipe commercials.
Oh, thank you,
now,
Craig.
Now, these are from 1986, so this is at the end of the heyday.
This will make the two young guys get it.
But here's the thing. These are the real things, and these are nearly as disgusting as what we write.
Okay, good.
Now, here's the first
one. This is where it all came from. This is where the idea came from.
Listen for the recipe here, Mike, that talks about apples and onions.
Okay.
Nicest gifts under the tree are the ones you make yourself. Say happy holidays with these strawberry almond bars. You blend buttery-tasting parquet margarine and brown sugar to make a base. Spread with Kraft strawberry preserves and bake. Drizzle with melted almond bark. Cool and slice. Wrap with a bow and they're ready to go.
Really, this is what
This is what the idea came from. Yeah. We grew up watching
these. And it's not unlike what we do anyway.
Right.
Yuletide apple dip for our hostess gift. Ooh. Bring out the flavor of chopped apples and onions with delicious Kraft Real Mayonnaise.
Really?
What?
Does it go all the way?
Yes, apples and onions, Mike, with mayonnaise. Yum, yum.
Add sour cream and chill. Then slice Lender's Bagels halves, arrange, and wrap for a gift that's always in good taste.
Yuck!
You can treat someone to the fine art of snacking with cheddar crisps. Cracker Barrel brand sharp cheddar cheese makes them special. Shred and prepare a cheese dough. Add crushed potato chips. Form like this and bake. For season's eatings that say season's greetings. Create this festive sandwich tray for giving. And start with Velveeta processed cheese spread slices. There's no single cheese like it. Arrange with ham and pepper rings and add a special holiday spread of chopped vegetables and parquet margarine.
It is gross.
A beautiful way to give the season's best.
That's the second time they've suggested parquet margarine as a topping.
Yeah, they like that. Ugh. They like that.
Kraft TV
nasty.
Special recipes are in TV Guide magazine.
So people would sit there, either write them down or find them in TV Guide.
Yeah, you have to go to TV Guide. Or sometimes you have the cards at your grocer, too. Oh,
wow. Was it the Kraft Music Hall?
Kraft Music Hall is where it mostly got started. These were for Christmas specials because this is 86.
Okay.
Kraft Music Hall was gone, but this is a good example of the way it used to be.
That's why
And I'll have another couple as the weeks progress.
And you know what I like?
Cheese, onions, apples.
I'll put this in season's greetings means season's eating.
Yeah. Will you write tomorrow's?
All right, I'll write tomorrow.
Very good. Season greetings.
I'll have to come up with a slug line like that.
You are is nothing if not the most brilliant mimic I know.
Decorate the trio with your own diarrhea.
Buttery parquet margarine. Now, Mike, you know that you have several impressions though that you love to go to, and they've sort of made you known. I remember Arnold was always one of your big ones.
Yeah, but I didn't.
But you
think
can't
it was,
really make a life off
but
one.
But I
impression.
Thought there were a lot of people that did a better Arnold Schwarzenegger.
But your characterization was what was great.
I thought really. If you ask me, the one that I did that not a lot of people did,
right?
That I never heard anybody else do it was James Gandolfini. I never heard anybody else do
that's true.
Tony Soprano, and I thought it was easy to do, and it was pretty accurate.
But the thing is that you really can't make a living doing one impression unless it's totally dead on. We have this video on our YouTube page. It's a kid in Saudi Arabia. And I'd love to think it's fake, but I've watched it a dozen times.
Okay.
He's in a hallway to duplicate the echo, okay? And he can't lip sync this because he's doing it so accurately. This looks like a 12-year-old kid doing a police siren.
Okay.
This is a person, okay?
No way.
I've watched it. I buy into it. Isn't it great? And the reason that I buy it is because the way he's moving his mouth for the wag is so synchronized.
Can we hear it again? I want to hear if there's any humanity in it where it might be...
Well, you know what? You've had kids. You've had young daughters that scream. They can make noises that aren't
human.
No,
they can get up into that higher ratio. I just want to... That. All right, awesome. The moment where he transitions to the yelp, to the quick yelp, it sounds a little human.
But it's great, isn't it?
That's cool.
Amazing.
Like so, that. Mike, you can retire.
Thank you.
As long as you don't need to do a siren voice.
Thank you.
Barbara
I'm
going to
retire my Pepsid AC after those Alethea cookies.
Barbara Walters has admitted yesterday on The View to one of her kinks.
She's boxed.
She's got a rockin' red hot box.
Yeah, and a great rack.
But the thing about her, she has admitted that she had a certain kink in high school, or college, I should say.
Really?
That she revealed when they were talking about 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh.
She used to like to pretend to be asleep during sex.
What?
Really?
Barbara Walters.
I can remember a time when I was in college and I would pretend to be asleep. I'm not talking about a big deal, but when something...
No, keep going.
And also, I'm just wondering, not that I've ever fantasized about being with Barbara, but do you think there'd be that much of a difference?
Wait a minute, this happened when you were in college?
And then they've got a great moment that once again is ruined because they're all talking.
Yeah, and it's horrible.
Right.
But I like the notion of it.
The
bottom line with that is, I don't care if you accuse me of being sexist,
yeah.
You don't see a group with four women talking on a show where you're going to be able to hear people because they're all screaming at the same time. And they're not fazed by it. Guys are much different.
Step out of the way.
We don't like to do that. We actually want to hear what the other person's saying. It's different. It's weird. So that's my one knock on The View when they all are simultaneously
just
going for the line.
Yeah.
Here's my question. In her day, like way, way, way back.
Yeah.
I mean, a little telegenic. That's why she was on
television. I'd say even up to like maybe attractive. 10 years ago, she was still fairly good looking.
I mean, she's not an unattractive woman.
No, no. But she's 80 now.
Barbara Walters.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm sweeping.
Let's move on.
All right, let's.
Thank you.
Do you remember about 2 years ago in the Audio Vault? I know you do.
Sure.
Yoko Ono did a performance piece called "Screaming Song,"
She went to a museum
and basically screamed and made noises for about 3 minutes. She called it art.
And that's what she did years and years
ago.
Right,
with the Plastic Ono Band and
all
that.
When she recorded that, and she's horrible, and she thinks it's art, or she's BSing.
But what they've done is they've taken, you know, it's funny on YouTube, sometimes the tapes, they come back.
Yeah.
And someone has taken it and put her screaming against pop records. So, for example, if Yoko Ono was to sing on a song I love, Firework by Katy Perry,
okay,
it would sound like this. Now, maybe you don't like Firework. Maybe you'd like to hear her do a dance record like Gangnam Style. Maybe you want something a little more introspective. Here's a great song from the band Fun called We Are Young.
He's their number one fan.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Beatles.
Wow.
So those are good.
Oh, my
Sponsored
God.
Sponsored by Viagra.
I like that.
Charlie Sheen, we mentioned this, I believe, that when they were working on Scream 5,
yeah.
Lindsay Lohan did it for the tax money, and for some reason, she got stiffed on being paid, some sort of contractual deal. Charlie Sheen wrote her a check for the $100,000 so she could pay her tax money, and they asked Charlie Sheen about that.
Very good and decent young lady that's just, you know, going through a lot, and they owed her money, didn't pay her, so I took care of it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you were very generous with her.
My whole code's about pay it forward.
Yeah.
And she got shorted, and I found out, so I said, here. Still waiting for a text. Say thank you. Anything. Anything, you know?
Maybe this will prompt that. Lindsay?
Come on, Linz.
If you're watching, maybe she was rendered speechless.
That could have been it. Yeah, and fingerless.
Yeah, yeah. Thumb.
So he gave, I do
you
believe.
You got to think it's real that she didn't say a word to
I
him,
believe,
that bitch.
I believe both those facts are real, that he gave her $100,000 and that she never said thank you.
Does she, you know, I'm hearing a lot about Pam Anderson, that she's got
380,
I think. Yeah, 380,000 back tax. Does that mean that, I mean, are they back in their taxes because they got nothing to, I mean, is that where they're at now?
I would think probably, so much? I think the problem would be an accountant that was withholding and then the star says, you know what, don't withhold so much. Let me have more.
Okay.
And because you know what, Elvis was broke through almost the entire 1960s because he knew if he needed money, all he had to do was make a movie. And so he was living paycheck to paycheck. His paychecks were $1 million.
Right.
But he'd make $1 million, spend it, then make another movie. And I think that frame of mind still exists in Hollywood.
Okay.
If they make money, they can always make money. Well, there's a shelf
life. Look at Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, true enough.
Always bet on black.
And we close with Mr. Letterman, very excited with the holiday shopping season, Mike.
Remember about 10 years ago when the computer became very popular and everybody said, well, this will put an end to stores. Well, it didn't. You can still go and look at stuff and touch stuff. And I went and did my shopping today, and I was outside. Whoa, it was crazy. And I mean, I was jostled. People rubbed up against me. People actually touched me. I was fondled.
Oh, boy.
That's right. I'm going back tomorrow.
And that is your magic audio ball. Stand by for the magic of Meltzer.
Thank you very much, Rob. We'll be right back with Lowell Meltzer. Welcome back to MikeOmaraShow.com. We talked about it before. Our third segment, last segment rather, is brought to you by our DVD launch party at Quench. Hi, Lowell. Hold on just a second. The fun drops at 8 p.m. on Friday, December 14th, as we release our latest DVD of our recent sold-out live show in Reno. We'll all be there to greet you, to thank you, and to sign your copy. Admission is free, and while you're there, enjoy the signature cocktails and the great cuisine that make Quench your best destination anytime. That's a 8 p.m. start on Friday, December 14th at Quench, 9712 Treville Gateway Drive in Rockville. If you want more information, go to quenchnation.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, also, a signature fruitcake to the ugliest Christmas sweater.
That's right.
Signature. So bring your ugly Christmas sweaters.
And Rob, I got to tell you, you hit it out of the park this year. God, those fruitcakes are
heard they're amazing.
Do we need another one?
Oh, my God. Oh.
Do we need another?
You know, I'm getting fat. All right, yeah.
Getting.
Bring it. Thank you. Getting. Thank you very much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, from Channel 11 in Baltimore and the Mark and Lowell Show, a man who has made me laugh every single time he has been on this program, and he has the magic
that
of making...
That stops today.
And it stops today. And he makes me laugh even when he is not on the show, because he does something funny, like publish the fact that he's going to be at the Cougar Hunt 2012, which I think on the bonus shows that we were doing on Friday, I had a little trouble gathering myself after
yes,
that statistic
you
was.
Did.
Lowell, it's great to have you on the show. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you? It sounds like you guys have a lot of good cheer going on.
We do, and we had a lot of fun talking about your Cougar Hunt 2012, and I was just I was thinking the absurdity of it is what cracked me up, Lowell, that here you are, and you know, and I don't get inside of your brain. You
sure.
Come on our show. You got a great sense of humor. We make fun of you. You're a good sport about it. You know, but as far as the world of TV news, Lowell, and I know that you're kind of a student of broadcasting. You've always been into broadcasting since you were a kid. For God's sake, you were an intern on my show back in the day. You know, and I think of news people, whether they be reporters or meteorologists or anchor people, as being very, very conservative and staid. Do you think, Lowell, that it was the best career move to judge Cougar Hunt 2012?
Well, I think the thing that makes me different than all this, what you're pointing out, the serious people, is the fact that I do a lot with 98 Rock.
Right.
So I wear two hats. So I'm able to do anything from serious news to weather to, you know, joking around on the air. And I think it's worked beautifully for me that I could have the privilege of doing something like this, which, by the way, was amazing.
I saw
it
the
was
pictures.
Absolutely amazing.
I saw the pictures, and one thing I just wanted to mention.
Yeah.
In fact, when Lowell says that, I actually listened to that, because the fact is, the people that own the radio station up there in Baltimore, a wonderful group to work for, Hearst Media, they also own the television station. So I guess that does make sense. You get that free pass because you got the rock and roll station up there that's done very well for years and years and years.
Right, and don't get me wrong, I honestly tell you, and I'm not just trying to make this all about me again, but sure. I think I'm probably...
Mark, you might want to turn Ronick's microphone on there.
It's really? Never about Lowell.
No, but I really think I'm probably the only one at the station who could pull off something like this, because my boss, when I told her about it, she gave me a funny look, and she's like, if you want to do it, you can do it. And I said, all right, well... You know, and there it was.
Well, congratulations on being the only guy that can pull it off.
listen, it's personal. I have to tell you, though, the highlight of the evening, and, you know, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Pasadena, Maryland at all.
Oh, my God, I really am. I could tell you, I used to go to a place called the Desert Lounge in Pasadena when I was at Bay Country 103, the FM station that's now WRNR down in Annapolis.
Right. Yeah.
And I met, you know who I met there? I met two show business legends, one you will know and one you will not know. I met Tiny Tim.
I remember that.
For the first time. One of my previous wives said, that place just sucks you up. because I would never come home when I would have an appearance there. And the other comedian I met there was a gentleman named Tubby Boots.
I remember because the finale of his act is something that maybe Lowell saw at the contest.
Tubby Boots was an obese gentleman who was very gay, and the finale of his act would lift his shirt up and he would make his breasts look like women's breasts. Thank you.
Classy.
Wow, that is Tubby something Boots. Else.
That is good.
So the answer to your question is I do know Pasadena, Lowell.
So you know what I was dealing with there at Bamboo Bernie's. The highlight of the evening was the fact that two of the contestants, one of them was 41, the other 42, both had three children and a grandchild each at 41 and 42.
Wow.
Now, I have a quick question.
That's Pasadena.
So clearly it's a paid gig. You work at a radio station. You're on TV. They're owned by the same company. That math adds up. The one thing that was kind of different for me and strange, and maybe I just don't know you well enough, but wasn't it the first night of Hanukkah? Like, how did you break that to your wife?
Great question.
Oh, is that it? Well, my wife is Catholic, so we just do both. So I think maybe this year I'll celebrate Christmas.
Wow.
Okay, solid.
Well, I think the best way to celebrate Hanukkah sometimes is getting a paying gig.
You know, Lowell, you mentioned this place, Bamboo Bernie's. Let me ask you a question. Is this a freestanding building, Bamboo Bernie's?
Boynies.
Yeah, it's like a big club with like that beachy kind of theme, and then they also have like the tiki bar outside.
Ask you a question. Is it on Mountain Road?
Yes, it's off Mountain Road, Route 10.
It's probably the same
club.
Spot.
Gotta be.
It's probably the Desert Lounge.
Gotta be.
You know what? It might be because you know what? I'll find out and let you know. But it definitely might be the same place.
All right. When you walk into the joint, and you like say you come into the front door, do you look down to the right and there's kind of like a bunch of seats down to the right in a big area where you could have a band on the right near in a stage? Is it a big?
Well, you know what? I think yes, but they converted that into like a dining room area.
Okay.
There is an area off to the right, yeah.
I bet it's the same.
And I bet the food is great. Ahead.
I bet it's the same damn food.
How is the food there, Lowell, in the dining room?
Didn't eat.
Really?
Shocking.
And now, how many cougars did we have? How many cougars did we have for Cougar Hunt 2012?
There were 15. 15
oh,
cougars.
Oh, wow.
And what was the what were the qualifications to be a cougar? Was there an age, or did you have to have children? How did you determine whether or not you were a cougar?
Yeah, it was 30. It was 35 and up, which I think it should have been 40 and up, but I guess they said 35 and up was a cougar.
Yeah, 35 would work for me. You got to entertain the people too.
You sure do, Mike.
Were there a lot of women? Was smoking allowed in the building, or was there a large?
No smoking in the inside, but at the tiki bar there were plenty of those kind of women.
Really?
You
and
know what I'm saying.
Now tell us about, I mean, the quality overall. You said there were 15. How would you rate the quality of the cougars that showed up for this thing?
There were probably like two or three solid ones, and the rest were like at least six beers.
Wow.
That's fair.
Speaking of six beers, we were supposed to get together on Sunday to watch that football game, and you bailed on me because you were so hungover. So did you actually drink a lot that night?
Yeah, I did. I did drink maybe one too many. Well, Coors Light was sponsoring it, so they just kept handing us Coors Lights the whole night, and my wife came and picked me up. I was responsible about it, but I think it was a headache from the Coors Light, not necessarily drinking too much.
Let me ask you this. So I'm going to ask you to put your serious reporter's hat on because I like to. It's the many
always hats.
It's the many, many different moods of Lowell Melcher. But I am curious about this because I've gotten a lot of feedback from the Baltimore Eastern Shore area about this. In fact, I don't even know what part of Maryland we're talking about. But I've gotten a lot of feedback, Lowell, from people that are talking about Crisfield, Maryland. Is this a big story about the fact that FEMA has denied them? Or I don't know a lot about it, but apparently they were really racked by Hurricane Sandy and they're not getting the disaster relief they need. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, I actually went down there and did a story. Crisfield is such a sad town. I mean, in lack of a better word, it's become a real dump down there just because there's just no money going into it anymore. It's actually the crab capital of the world. That's where they catch all the crabs in Maryland and bring them in. There's a lot of crabberies down there. But, the downtown is, like, completely ghost town. There's, like, really nothing down there. There's a lot of public housing that goes neglected, and all of that got flooded out, and they're not getting any aid. And it looks just as bad down there as it does in parts of New Jersey. So yeah, they're really getting screwed in Crisfield, and they're trying to see if they can get the end of it. The thing was, FEMA said they were going to give Crisfield money, just not individuals' money. So that was the issue.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll look into that because I know a lot of people have talked about that.
Sure.
We're going to try to do something for the Red Cross. So how did your wife handle you hanging around, coming home, you know, obliterated?
She came in third.
Yeah. After being with...
Yeah, that's a joke.
Go ahead.
She came and picked me. Yes, she came in third. Thanks.
Yeah, and my wife's not
old enough to be in the contest.
That's nice. There we go.
That's nice.
And she's barely old enough to get in the bar.
Was she happy with you? Exactly. Was she happy with you? Oh, it's getting difficult now because I've got last word freak.
That's right.
There we go. All right, stop with your patter.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
She was cool with it. I asked her permission, and she gave me the hall pass for the night, so it was good.
All right,
it was
good.
But I just couldn't touch anything.
And what do you have to say about the Mark and Lowell show returning to the Moore Network after the first of the year? What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, Mark told me it was over. We weren't doing it anymore.
Oh, no, really?
No, he's just full of
mess. Yeah.
What can we look forward to, boys? Here's your chance to promote your upcoming shows. You've had a little time on the shelf as Mark has served out his suspension. And we're curious as to what we can look forward to in the year 2013.
Go ahead, Lowell. Take it away.
We're preparing for our big fireside chat show, which should be a lot of fun.
Looking forward to it. This is good. And will there? Rob Spiewak writes, will there be much more whining in 2013?
Lots of whining.
Good.
Lots of whining.
Well,
stay tuned.
Happy holidays, Lowell Melser, and I'm glad you had a good time at the Cougar Hunt. You're always a good sport. And don't be a stranger. Try to get by the studio if you get a chance, okay?
I will. I've got some weather things cooking on some weekend, so I'll try and get in there on a Friday one of these days.
And if we do get whacked anytime, you know, this winter, please make yourself available for us. You'll be our chief meteorologist, okay?
Yeah, sounds good. You know what's funny about that? I did a Google search the other day for something I was looking up on a story I did,
mm-hmm.
and there's still a link to the 105.9 thing that I'm your official meteorologist.
You know what? And on that wonderfully sad note, we're going to bid you adieu, Lowell.
Okay, that sounds good.
There you go.
Bye-bye.
Lowell Melser, everybody. Yeah. Lowell Melser, and Lowell's a good guy. And
obviously busy up there if he's Googling himself.
He's painfully...
Not about him, though.
Oh, not about him, no.
And painfully honest, as he'll be the first one to tell you. How many were there? Only two.
Yeah.
The rest of them were really bad.
Two out of 50.
Two solids.
And my wife had to pick me up. I was just fine.
Now, tomorrow on the show, I would be lying if I didn't say there's going to be a little drama.
Yes. Yeah.
Would anyone like to volunteer? I don't want to deal with it today.
Well, I'm not answering the call today.
I'll take care of it.
Will you?
I'm out.
Mark?
Yeah.
Will you do the duty?
I will.
There.
I enjoy doing the duty.
Mark will be the designated Buzz Burbank communicator.
Okay.
Because it could go in a lot of different directions.
I'm very prepared.
Do you think that... Let me ask you this before we go. Do you think he's not dead?
Mike, I'd rule nothing out.
Do you think we're going to be blamed?
I don't think we'll be blamed. I think we might just get a very defensive buzz.
Yeah, well, the call was a buzzkill.
But he's not dead.
That's it. We'll see you tomorrow. Our show today was brought to you by the Mangrate. Men's Health calls it one of 2012's best grilling accessories. We call it one of the year's best holiday gifts, the Mangrate. It's wonderful and just $19.99. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click on their banner and get that great grill brush. Give the grilling grate that's changing the way American grills. It's not a buzzkill. It's the Mangrate. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
God knows. Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Sponsored by Viagra.